Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
All right. What? What? What?
Give me that microphone there. Anything else you want to say while you got it? Say hello to anybody?
No, okay. Got your Mother's Day thing all lined up?
Yes, yep.
Hi, Mom and Grandma and Grandpa.
And Julie and the kids. Does his wife last? Well, we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz is what I'm thinking, because that's something. Anyone come here for that particular purpose? Oh, no kidding. Really, that's very exciting. First, we got to have someone read the four disclaimers. I forgot to hand it out here. Anyone can do this kind of cold, you know, just a reading thing. Yeah, you're good at this, right? You just to stand up here and deliver that. You don't need reading glasses because you're a young person.
I'm young. Yes. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. The cicadas have been saving that up for 17 years. Okay. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone trying or tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Professional, that was good. Oh, take that and practice it at home. But you did a great job. All right, here you go. Now, here's a chance for you to show an interest in the What Do You Know quiz. Chance to, for all that education you've had, to pay off, finally, by playing the What Do You Know quiz. Let's see, put up a hand or a digit or anything you got there that's handy. Indicate an interest because you think that you are... Yes? Okay, fine. Since you're the only one raising any hands at all, why don't you come down here to the aisle? Let's talk this over. Let's see if you qualify. So far, no one has not. There's that. It's in your favor. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. You are?
Sarah Whipple.
And Sarah, you're from?
Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon. Beautiful Bend. Where the Pinot bubbles up from the ground. Sarah.
Yes.
And what do you do out there, Sarah?
I have a nursery landscape business, Ben Pine Nursery.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. What kind of what you got out there?
Lots of conifers.
Conifers?
Mainly trees and shrubs.
What kind of conifers you got?
We have pine, spruce.
You name it, huh?
Yeah, quite a few different varieties.
Okay. Sarah, you got to give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I volunteered.
Okay, let's hear it for the spirit of volunteerism in America, still going strong. Oh, you can come with me. That's the only thing. That's the only problem. Did I mention that? You got to come here to do this. Please join me here. I'm the Naga Hide. Have a seat there if you would. Get some fresh water for you right there if you need it. And we can send out for a snack if you want something.
I'm fine, thank you.
You want solids? I'm just taking water. Okay. All right. So business is good?
Yeah, it's conifers gotten a lot better.
Conifers are selling?
Yes.
Who comes in for a conifer these days?
We do mostly, you know, residential landscaping, so homeowners, but we do a few commercial jobs as well.
Yeah. Californians come in trying to buy up your trees?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Do you sell to them or not?
Sometimes.
Are you from California originally yourself?
No, or? I grew up here in Madison.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm here visiting my parents.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
And then how'd you get out to Bend?
Via Seattle and Santa Fe, New Mexico. It kind of was a good combination of the two environments.
So. You hit all the spots everyone wants to go to. If you're from Madison, you know, really, that's like the Madison Trail of Tears.
Yeah.
Cool. But you left out Berkeley. You didn't go to Berkeley at all?
Didn't go to Berkeley. No, okay. I went to the University of Washington, and I went to graduate school in New Mexico.
Oh, cool. Yeah, New Mexico, all the good places. And so business is good, life is good. What do you do for recreational purposes?
I like to hike or bike or, you know, do my own gardening when I get a chance.
You still want a garden after running that?
I do. I still enjoy landscaping my property and, yeah.
Excellent. Most excellent. So now you know how this works, Sarah? Someone plays along with you?
Yes, I listen to your show when okay. I'm, you know, working.
You know, mostly
and stuff.
It doesn't work, but occasionally it does.
Occasionally.
So you get a partner on the line here okay. and work together, and we have uh-huh. various categories and so forth. But how does someone get on the quiz in the first place, Sarah?
They pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669 and answer this qualifying question.
Okay, we want to know what temperature a cicada likes. Now, a cicada is down there. It's got to be down there 17 years. And we have to know, this is pretty much on the money, I think, because there's this one temperature. When the ground hits this temperature, they're out. If it doesn't, they're in for another 17 years. I don't know how long, you know, 20 years, 25 years, unless you get this ground temperature within
5 degrees. Is that
okay.
too generous?
We'll give it within 5 degrees. That's fair enough. Let's go to the phones right now. Dahomey, is that right? Dahomey?
Yeah, it's Dahomey.
Dahomey. Oh, it's Dahomey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what the homie short for?
No, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it short for?
Duh.
Okay. you're in Madison, Mississippi.
Yeah, I hear you know a good friend of mine.
Who's that?
Fred from Vicksburg.
You're Fred, aren't you?
Yeah. Hey, go Pack.
Yeah, Fred. It's Fred again under an assumed name and even a dumber one in the last six or seven.
I'm just a Packer today.
Okay. How are you doing, Fred?
Hey, pretty good. I'm waiting for football to start. Go Pack.
Yeah. Excited about some of the draft selections, are you?
Yeah, where are you broadcasting from today? Madison?
Oh, yeah, Madison. Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope the weather's up there. Hey, there's a couple of people that like to say hi.
Yeah, Fred, we got to do a show here, Fred. Come on, man. I'll let you on here, but you got to tell me this. What temperature does a cicada, what temperature is a cicada waiting for to get out of the ground, ground temperature?
Okay, I'm saying 45 degrees.
Oh, you're way off, Fred. Too bad. Okay. Mike's on the line now from Westerville, Ohio. Oh, he's still on there.
Yes, I am.
Oh, God, get out of there. Fred. Okay. God, it can't kill him. Like scotching a snake, as they used to say. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hiya, Mike. Sorry about that little problem with the phone lines.
No trouble.
How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. I'm in my garage squeegeeing the floor.
Why would you do that, Mike?
Because the garage needs to be cleaned.
But who squeegees their floor? I mean, this is you need intervention on this.
Well, it's either that or listen to my wife complain about the pin oak helicopters that fall in the Pemmin valves.
She complains about the what that falls into the where?
Oh, what's the tree that drops a little seeds that look like helicopters?
Maples.
When they fall?
Yeah.
The maple.
Maples around here.
Maple tree, sorry.
Yeah. And they fall into the what?
Well, they fall into the yard on the driveway, and then they get tracked into the house, into the garage, and it's just a mess.
Why would she complain to you about that? You're not an oak tree, maple tree.
No, but I take care of that garage.
You know, we should talk at length about some of these issues. But so you're squeegeeing now. I mean, what kind of floor do you have in it? You would squeegee it.
Nice. Well, it's concrete, and I have it coated with garage paint, floor paint.
Well, you're a very thorough guy. Okay. Anyhow, Mike, what
yes,
temperature
sir.
Is are the cicadas waiting for? Some of them have already found it. Ground temperature within 5 degrees.
I would say 55 degrees.
Say what, 65?
Yes, sir.
That's right, 64 degrees. Holy cow, Mike. Anything to get you away from squeegeeing the garage door. I don't care. All right. Very good. What field are you in, Mike, when you're not squeegeeing?
Food service sales.
Food service sales? For a well-known company we would all know?
Probably not.
Okay. What is it then?
The company's called Sun Meadow.
Yeah, what do you,
out of
what,
Florida.
What do you handle?
It's primarily frozen meals for seniors and developmental disabled folks. We, you know, do home-delivered meals.
Oh, that's terrific. That's great. Mike, this is Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Sarah, Mike. She's got a nursery out there in Bend, Oregon.
Oregon.
Okay, the two of you are a team right now, so now that you've got to know each other, that's perfect. You work together, and here are the various categories.
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Mike, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Current events.
Current events are out of the news. Who is the most trusted American in America? The most trusted American. The list just came out. Number one. The most trusted. Is in the news everywhere?
Currently?
Currently.
Bill Clinton?
No. I want to say Michelle Obama, but I don't think that's right. I think she's on the list.
All right, you both don't
what
have
do you
no
think,
idea.
Sarah?
Yeah, no idea, do you?
I think Michelle Obama is a good guess, but I really don't know.
No, I'm sorry. You guys have no idea. It's Tom Hanks.
Obviously.
It's an actor. Number one.
Yes.
Yeah. Forrest Gump is the most trusted in America. All right, well, don't worry about it. I guess either you saw that or you didn't.
What do people trust him about?
I don't have no idea. He just looks trustworthy. Number two, Sandra Bullock. Number three, Denzel Washington. Number four, Meryl Streep. Number five, Maya Angelou. So four actors. Trusted people in America. This is America.
What can
you say? I'm sorry. You know, that'd be...
Zero right and one wrong.
Okay, you'll come back from this. What's left there, Sarah?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
I'll try things you should have learned in school.
Okay, school. This one you got. Ratchet. Is that good or bad? Your kid says something was ratchet.
Ratchet? Ratchet? Are you talking like ratchet, like a ratchet wrench?
Ratchet, yeah. It's like
or,
that,
or
but it's
rat.
Not. No. Oh, God. Dude, that should be saved.
Uh-oh.
That should be saved. That should not be expunged. That was so good. No, ratchet. Say something that was really ratchet.
What do you think, Sarah?
I think good.
You think good?
Yep. You think good, Mike?
I don't know. It's awful close to wretched.
Yeah, but not for these kids.
All right, well, I'll agree.
They don't know ratchet. I think it's good. Anyone can verify that for me? Ratchet? Not good? It's bad? Ratchet is bad? You sure?
Just getting screwed down.
All right, anyone else? Ratchet, bad? Oh, God, I'm sorry,
it's bad. Things can get ratcheted up.
All right, bad. I thought it was good. My daughter said something was ratchet, but she seemed to like it. Okay, so that would be...
They haven't given their answer yet, I don't think.
They said... didn't you?
I said
bad.
Good, but I
it's
guess
bad.
We're wrong.
Oh.
But we can change.
Oh, did you
change.
Say
bad?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Okay, so then it's right. Congratulations. It is bad. You're right. I'm so sorry. I made an assumption there, and
that's,
I should never do
that. One right and one wrong.
Oh, okay. What's left then, Sarah?
People, places, science, or odds and ends?
Mike?
Places.
Places it is. The best country for moms. Mother's Day coming up. The best country for moms. Is it Slovenia, the U.S. of A., or Finland? Best country for
Finland.
Moms.
Finland.
What'd you say?
No, I don't. Finland. I don't think I need to think about that one. I'm pretty sure it's Finland.
Where do you think it is, Mike?
Finland.
I'll trust Mike. He seems to have some strong intuition about this. So.
About
Finland and mothers. So.
Okay. Finland, you said?
Yes, sir.
Finland, you're right. Oh, yeah, number one, Finland, Sweden, Norway. Take your choice. I don't get it. Of the top 25, the U.S. is 30 for moms. I don't know how
Not
they figured that.
Not a surprise.
That. Yeah, I figured that. That would be...
Two right and one wrong.
Okay, they're getting close here.
Yep, and they have people, science, or odds and ends left.
Okay, Sarah?
I'll try science.
Science it is. Let's see what we got here. It is now believed in our Ice Age ancestors, that's like 15,000 years ago, had a working vocabulary of thousands, hundreds, or five words.
I'll say hundreds.
Mike, you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, I do. What were the choices again?
Thousands, hundreds, or five words.
Thousands, hundreds, or five.
That we can verify.
That we can verify.
Through continued usage.
I don't know. Five sounds awfully low
words,
because if you...
Types of words.
Yes.
In languages.
What was that again?
Follow these.
Five sounds awful low because
thousands,
mean,
hundreds,
about,
or five.
I'll trust you, Sarah, if you say it's five.
No, I said hundreds.
Oh, hundreds? Yes, yes, I agree.
Why don't you say five? See if you
but
say.
You know, maybe if they can, maybe they can only verify five though. So maybe we should go with five.
Interesting, five words. My puggle knows six.
Because it's all about the verifying.
Verifying. Well, I'd have to say 100 still because 100? You'd have to think about all the cave painting they did.
Okay. Do you want to win, Mike? I mean, winning is not everything. Five. You think five?
We'll do five then.
Five.
We'll do
five. Yes, five. Five words. You don't need any more. Yes, no, maybe. And two others.
Sarah, indulge in full-flavored experience from handcrafted artisanal cheeses and their pasture-perfect companions from Fromagination on Madison's Capitol Square. Mike, get your Java fix early in the day with Steep and Brew's breakfast blend and relax in the afternoon with the smooth richness of Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison's Steep and Brew Coffee. There are some other prizes, too, but we don't have time to read them. I will just say Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. This is PRI Public Radio International. Thank you.